Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Season 2. Yeah. Well, nothing really has changed since Season 1 except for the fact that I got a year older, but it's still gonna be the same Jinja Jinri type of podcast that I used to do in Season 1, where I just talk about the things I'm very familiar with, my life, and what I go through. So, this is the thing that people ask me all the time on Instagram. If I ask them like, hey, what do you want to know more about me? Everyone always says, or not everyone, a lot of people usually say, what is my diet and how do I keep fit? And I always tell them that I don't really have a secret, because the secret to being fit is eating nutritious food and exercising. It's simple as that. Everyone knows it, but it's just really hard to do. And I guess maybe I do have some little things that I personally do, but it's not like I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist. It's just how I live my life and trying to be fit, right? So this is the topic that we're going to be talking about today. It's more of like my diet, my general like healthy, I don't know. Well, just my, like, how I keep fit. The thing is, I don't even think I am fit. So, what I eat and what I do, right, to maintain this weight, this healthy weight, because I am on a healthy weight. I'm not too thin, I'm not too fat. I'm just okay. And let me start by saying again that I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a specialist, I don't have a lot of like information about this, and I'm just sharing with you guys how I do my thing, okay, basically. And you all know, or maybe you don't, but in the Philippines, I was a model, so I had to keep fit. I had to be at a certain, you know, weight. Like, not a certain weight, but I had to be slimmer than most people, or than I am now, basically. But in the Philippines, because of my job being in front of the camera constantly, I think I was more strict than I am now, because now I'm not a model, I'm just a housewife, and I'm enjoying my life here with my husband, not having to, you know, post for the camera. Once in a while, maybe, but it's not like my job anymore. So back in the Philippines, I did work out a lot, and I worked out like almost like 2 to 3 times a day, every day. Okay, this is like 7 times a week, minimum once a day, maximum 3 times. So you can imagine, like, having that much workout really will make you super hungry. And people always ask me, Jinri, like, why do you eat so much but not gain weight? That is the reason why I didn't gain weight, because I worked out like 2-3 times a day, every day, 7 times a week. It's not because I forced myself to do it, it's because I enjoyed it. And I think that's one of the tips that I want to share, that you need to find an activity or a sport that you actually enjoy. And it's not like a hassle to wake up and go to the gym because you hate it and you don't want to move. I am excited. I am genuinely excited to wake up and go to the gym because I love jiu-jitsu. And you all know since Season 1 that I'm super into jiu-jitsu, and I usually say it every single episode, but I'm going to say it again. I love jiu-jitsu, and I love learning, I love doing it, I love drilling it, I love sparring, I love everything about it. You know, there are some times where I'm like, oh, it's not my best day, I didn't really get a good role, but that doesn't make me hate it or be lazy to not go to jiu-jitsu ever. So that's what I used to do, and I also did a bit of Muay Thai. So I was using different muscles. And so I think this kind of helped me maintain my weight, because I wasn't just doing one thing. Like, For example, if you're just running, you're using a particular set of muscles, I believe. I think. But see, sometimes you need to mix it up. You need to use different muscles and try different things. So you're generally using a lot of the different muscles in your body. And I think that's what I did with Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu. And on top of Muay Thai, like my coach in Muay Thai would always ask me to do body weight training or like minimal, dumbbells and kettlebell and stuff. And I think that also helped me a lot. So basically, I was doing like three different kinds of exercises. And like I said, I didn't diet. I ate whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and I would eat a lot. And trust me, I eat a lot because people think, oh, you're a model, you must eat like a bird. But no, I eat a whole bird. That's what I am. Like, that's what I do. if you ask my friends, because of the amount of exercise that I did, it made sense to eat that much. But if you look at me now, I will not eat that much because I will definitely gain a lot of weight. We will get to that in a bit. But let's return to talking about what I used to do. So I used to do that. And I didn't intentionally do it, but I would always wake up a little bit late, like 11 or 12. That's why I kind of like only ate two meals a day. It was nothing that I planned to do, but it happened because sometimes my work would end late. Like if I had shootings or tapings and we were on set, I would get home like 4 or 5 a.m. sometimes and, you know, just sleep until 12. So that's probably why I only ate two meals a day. I know a lot of people don't recommend that because they say breakfast is the most important meal, but that's what I did personally. I just ate like two or sometimes even a meal because I would wake up really late sometimes, like at 3, and I'm like, oh, I'm hungry now. So I eat and then I'm not hungry for dinner because it's like kind of in between lunch and dinner. I don't know if there's a word for that, like, you know, breakfast and lunch, like brunch. But anyways, so sometimes I would even eat just one meal, right? So everything has changed when I moved to Australia. Literally, like, everything. So let me tell you, honestly, I did gain a bit of weight when I moved to Australia. And it's quite understandable because, one, I wasn't moving as much as compared to the Philippines where I worked out every single day, like, 2-3 times a day, right? Here, also because of COVID, I didn't work out for several months because we were in lockdown. Not really lockdown, but we didn't really get to go to the gym at a certain point. I believe it was like last year, like for a couple of months, 2-3 months in Sydney, the gym was also closed. So I didn't really work out for that time. And I also ate a lot because when you're in your honeymoon stage, you know, you're just, you know, happily eating and always eating out. And just also because maybe I was new to Sydney, I was exploring the food scene here, trying different things. And you also kind of like become like your partner. Like if your partner likes certain kinds of food, you're also more prone to eating those food. And that's what happened to me. My husband loves like burgers, fries, pizza, you know, the good stuff or the bad stuff rather. But he likes that kind of food. And thus we ended up eating a lot of those. And I did gain weight, I'm not going to lie. But it's okay because in the Philippines, my weight was a little bit on the underweight side. So just to give you an idea, because I don't want to share my weight, my BMI was around 19. So you get a sense of where I was in the Philippines, because 18.5 I think is like the healthy, and if you go lower than that, you're like underweight. So I was in the 19. I was still in the healthy, but a little bit, you know, on the skinny side. And then here I am now like 20, so still healthy, still good. But yes, I did gain a little bit of weight and it's fine. But yeah, so now I do jiu-jitsu maybe 3-4 times a week, Okay, so I don't do like 2 times a day anymore, and it's just 3 to 4 times a week. And it's also because I don't really sweat as much as I did in the Philippines, because the Philippines is really hot. And in Australia, it's a little bit relatively cooler. And we also have winter and stuff like that. So maybe that also played a part. I don't know. But I try to also add other like few exercises time to time, because in the beginning I only did jiu-jitsu, and then I was getting like I want to go back to doing Muay Thai. So sometimes I do that with my friend, with my one of my training partners. He holds the pads for me, and so I do some kicks and stuff like that. And I also incorporated jump rope, because I had a jump rope at home and I was like, might as well use it. And oh my god, I did like 1,000 jump rope, and my calves really hurt the next day. So meaning I wasn't using this muscle. And it's good to, like I said, to try different exercises so that you're, you know, activating different muscles in your body and you're not just doing the same thing. Also, I tried to do elliptical, but see, here's the thing with me. I hate doing like running. Like, I don't like running. I don't like cycling. I also don't like doing cardio in, like, you know what I mean, with a machine. How do I explain this? Like, I don't like running in the running machine. I don't like doing the elliptical. I don't like doing the bike and the, like, the cycling machine. I don't like those things because I get really bored. So yeah, I mean, if you have access to it and that's the only thing you can do, then why not, right? And some people actually enjoy it. Like my friend, I have a friend who loves running. She said it makes her, you know, like gives her peace of mind, which for me, it doesn't work. So it, I mean, everyone for themselves, right? So what I do a lot in Sydney to keep also kind of fit in a way is I walk a lot. So I walk a lot because they have like nice parks. The roads are better here to walk, and maybe also the weather helps, that because in the Philippines it's so hot. I can't walk a lot under the sun, but it helps here. So during the weekend, I walk about like minimum of 2 hours every day. If it's not the weekend, yes, I just do the jiu-jitsu and the jump rope and whatever Muay Thai I do. Another tip would be that I didn't used to follow in the Philippines, but I do now, and I even like log it in. I try to drink more than 2 liters of water a day. And I know you hear this so many times and everyone talks about it, but I used to drink like only like 500 milliliters of water. That's really little, because I would drink other stuff like coffee, like tea. I didn't drink a lot of soda, but we'll get to that. Anyway, so I had other things like vegetables. They have, you know, it has water in it, but I didn't drink the actual water. And now that I'm here doing less exercise than I used to in the Philippines, I realize that I really need to drink more water, because water actually makes you full. And you sometimes think that you're hungry and you want to munch on something, and you drink and you're like, oh, I'm actually fine. So that's one of the tricks that probably everyone knows already. The next one is eating at home more often. In the beginning, I used to always eat out with my husband, like every day. Yeah, it was very expensive and it wasn't the healthiest thing. Even if you go grab something relatively healthy, you don't know what they put in there, right? So it could look healthy, but it could have like a lot of calories. So what helped me eat at home more often was purchasing an air fryer. I know it's such a tita thing to talk about, but I love my air fryer. It really, I use almost no oil when I'm cooking any kind of meat, unlike before. And it's quick. That's what's the best thing about the air fryer, is that it's quick. Like in the oven, I have to preheat it for a long time, and I hate cleaning it and blah, blah, blah. But the air fryer, it's just easy. Pop it in there, that's it. Easy to clean as well. I also added more protein to my diet. Like, all of these things, I did not think about it in the Philippines because I was working out so much. I didn't have to worry anything about my diet. But now that I'm only working out only, I say only, but it's a lot less for me than I used to do, 3 to 4 times a week. I have to watch what I eat. And as I get older, the more I have to watch out what I eat because I'm aging. And you know how that goes. So I add more protein to my diet. I try to make sure that I have some kind of protein in each meal. I love chicken and I love eggs. So I do like boiled eggs, or I do air fried chicken where I just rub different spices. So I don't even put like oil. I don't put salt. I just rub like paprika, herbs, turmeric, and garlic powder. And I just put it in the air fryer. It's perfect. It's 180 degrees for 15 minutes if you're wondering. So I do that. And I also don't drink my calories. That's another really, really important thing, I think. So a lot of people drink their calories. What does this mean? You drink soda, you drink smoothies. I mean, smoothies are relatively good, but they can have a lot of calories in them depending on what you put in there. So what I do is I basically drink water, black coffee, and unsweetened tea. So that's all I have. Like, tea and coffee that I drink usually would have what, maximum of 5 calories. That's basically nothing. So I don't drink my calories. I think that's very important. Oh, but I have to tell you, I do drink my wine. So that's the only liquid calorie that I take, because I cannot give up wine. I tried, but I can't. It's part of my life now. So but what I try to do is I try to like limit to how many glasses a day. I won't share because everyone's gonna judge me and call me an alcoholic, but yeah, let's just say I try to control it time to time. But I leave no, let's not talk about wine because it might be like going off this topic of being fit and healthy. Anyway, the thing about me is, personally, I don't like desserts. I know I'm a woman and I'm supposed to like chocolate or cake or whatever, ice cream, but I'm not really drawn to desserts. I was never a dessert person. I don't know if it was my upbringing in my family and from my Korean family, but we didn't eat dessert growing up, so I don't grab dessert. If I do crave, it's really like a week before my period. That's about it. Like when I have my PMS, and it's very minimal. I barely have like, probably have like one ice cream when I'm good for the rest of like the month or something. So that's another tip. I don't eat desserts. So if I do feel like eating something sugary, it's not because like I'm forcing myself, but I really love fruits a lot more. So I'd rather eat fruits. So that's something to keep in mind. But also fruits, if you have too much of them because they are very high in sugar, they say it's not very good as well. So just, you know, everything in moderation. I also, this is a tip for women. So you know how women have cycles? So you have your period and the week after is called your golden stage. So this week after your period is a time that you need to work out more, right? That's what I learned moving to Australia. I usually have more energy and I lose weight faster the week after my period. So make sure that you know your cycle and you know where you stand. Right? Because hormones is an actual problem for women. Okay, so the next thing is, I'm still kind of learning the fact that I need to eat in moderation, because I naturally like healthy food. Yeah, when you think about it, I don't really like sweets, I don't like dessert, I I like pizza, but I don't crave for it. I mean, if it's there, I'll eat it, but it's not like, oh my god, I need to have a pizza right now, or I don't crave those things. I generally like healthy stuff and I love vegetables, so that's not a problem. But my problem is eating in moderation, because anything that like you eat more than you should could be a problem. So that is my only issue. So another tip would be also that I drink a lot of green tea. Growing up, I would always used to have green tea. Until now, I buy green tea and I usually get the loose leaf. But if you can't find it, I mean, the tea bag is also fine. And what else? Let's say, because of the COVID and you can't go to the gym and current situation, you know, it limits you to exercising. Well, my solution would be just try to focus on what you eat, because if you're struggling with weight and you want to lose weight, what you eat is like majority of the problem. It's not really exercise. I mean, exercise can help you be more fit, but if you really just want to lose the weight, just be mindful of what you eat, rather than like trying to like eat like burgers and everything and big amounts of pizza and those things and then trying to exercise. Just eat a little bit less and don't exercise. If you have to compare, that's what I would do if you just solely want to lose weight. So if you, like I said, if you don't have access to the gym, you don't have access to jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai or whatever, right? There's a lot of workouts in YouTube. Like, you probably already know this. It just turn on the YouTube, like, click, you know, type something like, if you want to lose, you know, you want to have abs, just put abs, and there's like thousands of like exercises on YouTube. So that could be also a solution, or you could purchase a jump rope like me and just do jump ropes. Or another good thing you can purchase is a stepper machine. So just click on Google, like search on Google what a stepper machine is. If you can't afford, let's say, a running machine or elliptical, that's another thing that you can look into. I believe it's way cheaper, and it also does a good job to help you get that exercise if you need to. So what generally I would have to say is just focus on what you eat. Make sure you have a lot of veg and put less seasoning, like less dressing, less salt and sugar. That would be helpful. More spices, I think. And what I eat normally, if you ask me, would be, like I said, I have like chicken breast particularly, because it has a lot of protein and a lot less calories, and it's really tasty as well. But I have the chicken in the air fryer, I have boiled eggs, I have I love steamed cabbage. I know it's weird, like some people don't like cabbage, but I love cabbage. I don't know if it's like a Korean thing, but I have like steamed cabbage with sriracha sauce, like hot sauce. Okay, like if you can't take hot sauce, then you could probably just have like a low calorie dressing, like balsamic vinaigrette or whatever. So I personally love it. So I just have like steamed cabbage, and I put sriracha, and then I put like chicken breast, and I eat it like a wrap, like a Korean barbecue style wrap. Oh, it's so good. Boiled eggs, yeah, like I said, it's also a very good snack that you can have. If you're wondering about rice, right? I love rice, but I love noodles more. So that's not really a big problem. But if you love rice so much, try to mix other things in with it, like quinoa or brown rice, and just, yeah, make it a little bit, jazz it up, make it a little bit healthy. Also, if you're gonna start exercising, I suggest you try to put goals. So don't just get in there and just do things and then stop when you're tired. maybe you'll say like, oh, I will do 2 YouTube exercises today, or I will do 1,000 jump rope today, or I will jog or walk for 20 minutes today. So at least you have a goal and you're not just stopping when you're tired, because you can get tired within 5 minutes. You can get tired within, you know, a few minutes. And if you don't put a goal to it, it doesn't feel like you're making progress. So that's what I like to do. I like to put goals. And the important thing is, don't completely like subtract the things that you enjoy eating. Have it in moderation. That's the most important thing that everyone knows, but everyone cannot do, right? Moderation. I know it's really hard, but you just have to be a little bit mindful when you're eating, because I believe when we're eating, sometimes we're not thinking about it. We're just like, just doing it. Like, it's second nature, right? So you need to be aware and try to put it in a plate and be aware of how much you're eating. I know I'm not the best person to be saying this, because I also have problems with moderation, but I'm a lot better than I was in the Philippines now, because I don't want to gain more weight. But yeah, don't completely subtract the things you enjoy. If you want to have chocolate, just have it. Like, just have a few pieces. Don't have the whole block. All right, then that's going to be a problem. But just have a little bit, you know, you'll have this much today, and then look forward tomorrow. Like, say, oh, I'm going to have this much tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to having it tomorrow, not today. So that also helps, having that kind of mindset that you're going to have it tomorrow and look forward to it. The last thing I want to say is, weight loss takes time. So don't ever rush it, okay? So there are a lot of fad diets online, and people say, oh, you're going to lose 10 pounds in a week or something like that. It's generally not healthy. You're going to be starving yourself. You're going to be putting yourself in starvation mode, and you're going to gain all the weight back after if you go back to your normal lifestyle. So what I would say is, don't ever rush it. If you're going to lose a pound a week, that's okay. That's your progress. If you're going to lose, you know, less than a pound, that's also fine. But don't force yourself to change everything all at once. Little baby steps is how you do it. Moderation and baby steps. So I hope you guys got some good tips. I know these tips were generally something you probably already knew, but I just had to repeat it for you guys. And like I said, these things work for me, and it might not work for you. I'm not forcing you to do anything. If you want to try it out, sure, try it out. But if you don't, it's also your life. So, but yeah, this is how I keep fit and healthy and enjoy my life also, because you don't want to just have a miserable life and try to be your goal weight all the time. You gotta enjoy it. And yeah, this is my tip for you guys. Hopefully you will lose some weight. If you don't, it's okay, or you can get in shape this year. You know, I hope for you guys to have the best results that you wish to have. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.